local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And welcome one and all. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3 on this lovely Monday afternoon. We are informative. We are local. We are dependable. Austin Price here in the studio with you, joined by Chris Bryan. Chris, how are you, sir?
We're doing just great today, and thank you so much for having me. Boy, it's another hot and humid day out there.
It always is, it unfortunately.
Really is. A mixture of sun and those pop-up showers seems to be the normal as we kind of maneuver this August. Heading into September. Big night tonight for FSU football, by the way. I want to throw this in here. Of course, we got the coaches show. Mike Norvell will be in at 7 o'clock tonight.
Yes, we do have the coaches show from 7 to 8. And then if you are interested in the Dave Ramsey show, that don't worry. That hasn't gone away. The coverage of the Dave Ramsey show will begin at 8. So we still got that.
I can see the lines going blast right now.
What happened to Dave?
Yes, starting this evening at 7, we do have the FSU coaches show with Mike Norvell. So that's, very good news there. And, of course, we are just a week out from college football season starting, and Florida State, of course, will be the headliner for this upcoming Saturday. We'll talk more about that when we get into our sports segment for you. Right now, just about 4:13, knocking on the door of it, so we'll get things started here with our top three stories. And, of course, you're going to be hearing about this one a lot today, the Democratic National Convention. It officially begins today. Cheers of Thank You, Joe, expected at Chicago's United Center, with President Biden slated as the main speaker tonight. Biden was expected to accept his party's nomination just over 30 days ago, and he quit the race after, of course, fellow Democrats questioned his mental fitness and ability to beat Trump. Meanwhile, police are bracing for protests against Israel all week, and businesses have already boarded up windows, and officials have set up fencing around the United Center and lined up the streets with trucks. And we will have updates from Bobby Rossi coming not just today, but throughout this afternoon and all throughout the week as well.
Oh, absolutely. And, of course, just to remind you, Andrew McKay and Bobby Rossi are live at the United Center in Chicago, DNC, taking place tonight. I'm really concerned about Joe's speech. How far will he go to say, I wasn't pushed out. I left on my own.
Yeah, he wants it to look like it was just a decision to walk away. We can't ignore that Democrats, they were, as it said just then. They were increasingly questioning his ability to beat Trump, at least convince the people that he could. I think he and Kamala just had a rally about a week or so ago, and he looked sharp. He seemed like, okay, I'm better, I'm more fired up, and I think this is just the best decision for the Democratic Party. I think we're just going to see more of that tonight. Sticking with the whole theme surrounding the DNC, of course, we already kind of hinted at this. Governor J.B. Pritzker has confirmed that the Illinois National Guard will be in Chicago to assist local police during the DNC. The governor said there will be Illinois National Guard members on standby, is how he put it, for the four-day event, which is expected to draw tens of thousands of people, including protesters. The National Guard was deployed during the RNC as well back in Milwaukee last month in order to assist with security efforts.
Hey, you're talking about the RNC here. If you put your thinking cap on. A few weeks back, there they were. They were talking. Donald Trump was talking about his granddaughter.
Right.
17-year-old girl lives down in the Fort Lauderdale, Miami area. Mm-hmm. Her name's Kaya. Let me see here. Kaya Trump. She's 17 years old. And at that time, she was talking about, and also former President Trump was talking about her being a great golfer.
Yeah.
Well, you know what she's done? Today, she made the announcement. She's decided to keep the golf clubs in the state of Florida, and she'll be playing for the Hurricanes at the University of Miami.
Right. And, I give, whenever we talk about, like, football, for example, I give Miami a hard time, but it's one heck of a school.
And
that's the thing. Yeah, so very, very respectable program there, private university. Good news. And as you said, keep it in the state.
Yeah, Miami is one of those schools that got a lot of interesting people, especially if you ever notice they change the side when they're on the sidelines during the games. They have jewelry. If a player did a specific
turnover
good
chain
deed or something, there's a bunch of rebels on that team. Let me tell you, they're good. Hurricanes are good.
Oh, for sure.
I admit that one.
And let's see. Thirdly here, before we get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you, we got former New York Congressman George Santos pleading guilty to federal fraud charges. The Republican was set to sit on trial next month for allegedly committing a range of financial crimes, including using campaign funds to buy designer clothing and skincare treatments. He pleaded guilty to wire fraud and aggravated identity theft on Monday, and Santos was indicted on 23 federal charges last year. That was like the story of the year. He refused to resign from Congress before he was expelled after an ethics investigation revealed that he had broken the law and put his personal interests ahead of the public. He faces multiple years in prison and will be sentenced on February 7th.
You know what I find interesting about that story is the fact he was a brand new new politician coming in on the side. He was the star. Right. He was the future of the party, things like that. What a knucklehead. He knew he was going to get caught.
Yeah, of course.
This is absolutely incredible. What'd you say, multiple years in prison now?
No, he faces some serious time. I mean, because first of all, when we're talking about anything white collar, when we're talking about anything like fraud, anything with money, it's a very serious ordeal. But especially in his position with his power, that's no joke. All righty, just past 4:15 here. We'll get that first quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Parrish Tractor, formerly Coastal Machinery. Parrish is a family business with a heart for community, located on Mobile Highway in Pensacola and Ferdon Boulevard in Crestview. Looking at the roads here, we've got a couple of our usual spots, starting with I-10. If you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, we do have some backups there. Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, giving us some issues as well. And 9 Mile Road itself, traveling westbound towards the Highway 29 area. Outside of that, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach. Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, passing by the Hurlburt Field area, if you're heading towards Wind Haven Beach, that is. And Highway 90 kind of has some splotchy congestion here and there if you're traveling eastbound passing the Walmart area. And let's see here. I do have a sound bit from Alan Strum on the weather. What do you got for us, Alan?
A front has moved through and drier air has slid into place. You'll notice a little cool down here overnight, and lows will be down in the low 70s. It's brief, though, but during the daytime hours, it's hot again, but the air is less humid. High temps will run between 90 and 95 here over the next couple days. Next few days, no chance for rain, nice and sunny. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan. Cool breezes, cool downs coming in. Relatively speaking,
he makes it sound like it's really manageable.
It's just cool downs for us, not universal ones.
He may be thinking about taking the boat out today. Here's your tide situation: high tide at 12:24 this afternoon. Already happened, of course, but tonight the low tide happening at 10:11. Talking about those temperatures,
right?
I was just checking the temps here: 92 at the EPA lab out on Sabine Island. It is 91 at the roundabout on Perdido Key. Remember the roundabout? All the issues they had with that. Commissioner Bagosh did a nice job in kind of working that thing out. And 93 at the Port of Pensacola. So it is a warm day today. Heat index values 107 to 110. Yeah, it is one of those shorts and t-shirt days.
Right.
And put it like that.
Really, it's going to be shorts and t-shirt days, really, until we get to, I don't know, January 3rd, probably, if I had to assume. All righty, just about 4:20 here. We'll take a quick break for you. When we return, we got some more of these trending local stories along with some state news for you. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hello, this is Don Spencer, Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller. The clerk's office requires a leader that knows the entire office and its operations. That is why I'm endorsing Jason English as our next Clerk of Court. Jason has 18 years experience in the court system, 3 as my Chief Deputy Clerk. As I retire, he's the only candidate with the education and experience to successfully operate this office. Please join me on August 20th and elect Jason English as our next Clerk of Court and Comptroller. Thank you.
Paid for and approved by Jason English, Republican, Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller.
Just in time for the summer season, Piedmore Imports has new Volkswagens being delivered daily with cool savings on their most popular models. Drive the family-sized 2024 Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport with 0.9% APR for 60 months. Or take $3,500 in customer cash. The mid-sized Tiguan available now with 1.9% APR for 60 months. Or $2,500 in customer cash. And the sporty Taos crossover with the same 1.9% APR or $2,000 in customer cash. Plus, the four-door Jetta sedan with amazing fuel economy, performance, and style has $2,000 in customer cash or an APR rate of 2.9 for 60 months. This Volkswagen lineup will take you through summer with cooler savings than before at Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI. See dealer for details. Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
How do we define a good man? A good man does the right thing, even when no one's looking. Hi, I'm Gina Stroberger. If you ask my husband, Steve, what are the most important things to him, he would say his family, his country, God, and his honor. Steve is the right man to be our next county commissioner. Please vote Steve Stroberger, County Commissioner, District 1.
Paid for and approved by Steve Stroberger, Escambia County Commission, District 1.
Flashlights? Check. Camp stove? Check. Canned goods? Check. Ice chests? Check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
You hear more and more about identity theft in the news every day. That's because so much of your personal info is out of your control, like your insurance provider that has your social security number and your favorite retailer that has your payment details. If they get breached, your information's vulnerable. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code PLAY at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Hi neighbors, I'm Colton Wright, your current Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. Thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Public safety has always been my first priority, and I've made sure our sheriff's deputies have the pay and equipment they deserve. I've worked hard to improve our roads and infrastructure, improve our parks, supported Whiting Field, and I brought new jobs to our area. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships that benefit all of Santa Rosa County. Please re-elect me, Colton Wright, on August 20th.
Paid for and approved by Colton Wright for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 5.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, 425 on the nose here. So we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only, I repeat, only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on that we don't already see any other day this hour. I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, still dealing with some backup. Same with Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox as well. Outside of that, it's just going to be Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound, passing the Hurlburt Field area, heading in the direction of Windhaven Beach. And maybe some backups developing on Highway 90. That's Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, Carter. We got Alan Strum on the scene with that.
A front has moved through and drier air has slid into place. You'll notice a little cool down here overnight, and lows will be down in the low 70s. It's brief, though, but during the daytime hours, it's hot again, but the air is less humid. High temps will run between 90 and 95 here over the next couple days. Next few days, no chance for rain, nice and sunny. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
I'm sure the nice is left up to interpretation there when it comes to, you know, it's going to be sunny, I'm sure. It's going to be sunny. It's going to be hot. Nice is, that depends on your optimism. Looking at some local headlines here. Let's see. The summer music schedule continues tomorrow with Bands on the Beach Tuesday. It's going to be Yard Lights. They crank it up on the Casino Beach Pavilion stage at 7. So bring along your blankets and beach chairs, but leave the pets and the glass at home. You can check out the free trolley service in Pensacola Beach. The trolleys operate daily from 4 p.m. to midnight through Labor Day.
I was interesting. Well, I've been following, of course, Hurricane Ernesto, which is out in the Atlantic. No problems to the U.S. coastline or Florida or anything like that.
Thank goodness.
Bermuda's getting a pretty good shot at that. but one thing to really kind of play on this, no tropical development expected in the next 7 days. But as we say this, and this is, I guess we could call this round two, Florida disaster preparedness tax holiday getting underway Saturday.
Right.
That continues to the 6th. Also in September, the first, actually September 1st through the 7th is the tool time tax holiday. This is a first year for this one.
Really?
So if you want to get tools or whatever, you can, of course, get them tax-free. And it's a great way to save money. So you might want to think that out as you're heading to the stores this week.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, of course, tomorrow is voting. We are going to have exclusive voter coverage, vote results after Pensacola right now, tomorrow night. But and we'll get more on that later. But the polls will open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. tomorrow. And Florida's closed partisan primary elections are only you're only eligible to vote in primary contacts for the party in which voters are registered. So keep that in mind.
Yeah, that's especially if you're an independent voter.
For sure. Yeah. This is where your political affiliation matters more than anything.
It really does on this side. But we're going to take a hit. As a matter of fact, in less than 1 hour. 5:20, I think, something like that.
Yes,
Bobby Rossi will join us from Chicago. He's at the DNC along with Andrew McKay. And what we're going to find out is a sneak preview in tonight's lineup in Chicago.
Yeah.
No, I'm not talking about the lineup outside on the streets and going to prison. I'm talking about the lineup inside. Should be an interesting night today with old Joe on stage kind of explaining why he is not returning for round two.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I think he's... I don't think he's going to say much. I think it's just a matter of, you know, hey, we know why he dropped out. We saw it. It was on social media. It was in mainstream media. And I think he's just all about pushing for Kamala now. So I'm sure he'll touch on it some, but I think he's going to really want to make this all about her. In state headlines here, a private crewed launch planned off of Florida's Space Coast next week. Today, SpaceX and Polaris Dawn said the mission is scheduled to lift off from the Kennedy Space Center after more than 2 years of training. The group is hoping to achieve several milestones, including reaching the highest Earth orbit ever flown and attempting the first ever commercial spacewalk. The specialists on board are also expected to conduct around 40 research experiments during their journey. The launch is, again, set for Monday, August 26th, so a week from today.
Interesting.
Yeah, for
sure. Real interesting. Do you smell that weird smell in the studio here?
I'm sorry. I thought it was silent. I didn't know it was going to be deadly. Sorry about
that,
Chris.
One thing I could tell you, it is not pot smoke. And I bring this up in jest.
Oh, for sure.
Because I find this very interesting coming out of Tallahassee today. A squabble over a stench is escalating tensions between the campaign against Florida's recreational marijuana's ballot initiative. And one of its backers, he's a real influential Republican face in the state of Florida. We're talking about Senator Joe Gruters. He's from Sarasota, recently announcing his support of the measure going against Governor DeSantis and conservative critics about legalizing marijuana here in the state. Recreational marijuana.
Yes. Yeah, and that's the thing. That's something that we've touched on it last week. We touched on it, you know, obviously right now. It's going to be a snowballing issue for sure. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Your Fox News break coming up right now.
Fox News. News, I'm Tom Graham. President Biden is the keynote speaker tonight at the Democratic National Convention. Fox's Madison Allworth is in Chicago.
He is kicking off the DNC with this speech, and despite a half a century in politics and his current role as president of the United States, he will be talking about the future rather than his legacy.
Vice President Kamala Harris expected to formally accept her party's nomination for president Thursday night. Former New York Congressman George Santos pleads guilty today. The Republican took a plea deal and admitted to two charges, wire fraud and identity theft.
He faced 23 charges, though, including stealing public funds, wire fraud and money laundering, just to name a few. Santos was looking at more than 20 years behind bars if found guilty, so we're going to have to wait to hear more about sentencing.
Fox's Alexis McAdams there. His sentencing will be February 7th. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Shares of Trump Media and Technology Group are up 0.1% today after being down most of the day. They're currently trading around $22.27 a share, putting the stock on pace for its lowest close since January 16th, according to Dow Jones Market Data. Shares of the former president's company are down 8 of the past 9 sessions. To Wall Street, stocks are higher today, the Dow gaining 236, the S&P 500 up by 54, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ growing by more than 1.3%, up 245. Shares of GeoVax Labs soaring more than 1.9% today to lead a fresh rally among companies developing treatments for Mpox after Riva Siegel Technologies said a trial of its antiviral failed to meet the main goal. Shares have gained 389% in the month. U.S. oil futures for September crude are down 2.7% to around $74.50 a barrel.
It's the Sports Machine, Sean Levine, with the Sports Minute. Bo Nix fans, time to get excited, because it's not always number one overall picks, or even first round picks for that matter, that ends up being the quarterback that shows out. Caleb Williams probably has a pretty good chance of being the best quarterback in this draft. But need I remind you that Baker Mayfield was also a number one pick, and so was Trevor Lawrence and a guy named Kyler Murray. Just because you don't have the first pick doesn't mean you don't have the best quarterback. I'm Sean Levine.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Got questions? O'Reilly Auto Parts has answers. Need a pro you can trust? We've got that too. No matter what you need, our professional parts people have the training and expertise to help you do things right. Deep automotive knowledge. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Conservative Republican Walker Wilson, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership. Wilson is a fiscal conservative who will cut taxes to give hardworking families and seniors on fixed incomes relief from rising prices and make life more affordable. Wilson will invest in infrastructure projects to ease traffic congestion and upgrade our aging stormwater systems to protect our neighborhoods from flood risks. Walker Wilson will fully fund the Sheriff's Department to keep us safe, work to give the sheriff the power to enforce our immigration laws, and push to recover the millions of taxpayer dollars spent on benefits to illegal aliens. Walker Wilson has deep roots here and shares our North Florida small town conservative values. Vote for conservative Republican Walker Wilson for Escambia County Commission, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership.
Paid by Walker Wilson, Republican for Escambia County Commissioner.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South Proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Re-elect Vicki Campbell, ECUA Board District 1, because what Vicki promises, she delivers. Vicki delivered with a water and sewer rate hike of zero during COVID and none over CPI in the last 4 years. Vicki promised infrastructure repairs. She delivered a 16-year plan of reparations, spending hundreds of millions repairing or replacing your infrastructure. Vicki is working for you. On August 20th, renew, recycle, and re-elect Vicki Campbell, ECUA District 1.
I'm Vicki Campbell, and I approve this message.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
My name is Rich Holsnick, and I'm a candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm running for our children to protect their innocence and to get back to educational basics without indoctrination. We also need to retain good teachers. I'm a Naval Academy grad, a 28-year combat vet, and Desert Storm Task Group commander and pilot. Children are our hope and future. I will defend them as I did our nation. Vote Rich in the August 20 primary.
Paid by Rich Holsnack, candidate for Escambia County School Board, District 4.
There are two steps to voting. Step 1, go to your polling place and vote. Step 2, listen to the results on News Radio 92.3. After you visit the voting booth, tune into News Radio 92.3 beginning at 7 p.m. tomorrow night, and there'll be a complete wrap-up the next morning on Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. So to sum up, step 1, vote. Step 2, listen to the results on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Right now on News Radio 92.3, just past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see what we got. So, let's see. It seems to be just a bit more of the usual stuff. I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, still kind of backed up towards I-110 north. If you're traveling northbound on Highway 29 towards 10 Mile Road, we got some backups there. And just a little way south of that, if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards 9 Mile, we've got some issues going on there.
And I got to tell you, if you're cruising the Gulf Breeze Parkway today, all the way from proper into Tiger Point, construction's terrible between 4 and 6. It is just people learn to use four-letter words in that traffic, let me tell you. It's bad. So if you're cruising on Highway 98, this is eastbound, proper, Gulf Breeze proper, out to the area of Tiger Point, expect some delays because of lane changes.
Yes, we do often see backups over there, and we do see them now. Again, that's I'm seeing it looks like if you're traveling eastbound from the Oriel Beach area closer to Tiger Point is mildly backed up at this time. Also have some backups developing on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound, passing through the Windhaven Beach area. It was closer to Hurlburt Field, but now there's another wave of it beginning to back you up over there. And our last major spot's going to be Highway 90. That's Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, Alan Strum from WEA, what do you got for us, my friend?
Drier air has moved into the area. That means lower humidity, and we'll have that for a couple of days. In fact, overnight or during the late night and morning hours, you may notice it's just slightly cooler. Most spots will see low temps down in the low 70s. But hot highs continue running up between 90 and 95 over the next several days. No chance for rain and sunny skies. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan. I got to say, I love Chris. I love how he just keeps us on the edge of our seats there. When I say, how's the weather? And he just lets the suspense build up. I can't wait.
You know, but sometimes you got to look at some guy being so happy and joyful, and he can do this at the same time of saying, this is lousy weather, but I'm smiling about it.
Well, and that's the thing. We were talking about how we were going to have Bobby Rossi,
right.
you know, dropping in on us, letting us know what's going on. We do have an interview with him at 5:20.
All right.
However, he's given us a bit of a preamble for it. Bobby, what's going on at the DNC?
Look at him.
Hey, so we're out here at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, and we just came back from the protests that were going on. You had so many different groups out there today. The biggest group being the anti-Gaza war, anti-Israel war. That was the biggest group that was out there. But there was different groups, including the, I think it was called the Republic of Communism of America, something like that. There was some big group out there called the Communist Party of America, trying to convince Democrats here in attendance that the Democratic Party has lost their way and they needed to join the Communist Party of America.
Yeah.
Then you had another group out there arguing that the United States needs to be out of the Philippines. No aid to the Philippines. No aid to Israel. No aid to Ukraine. And in fact, an overall theme that we saw was no U.S. aid anywhere. That was the group that was out there today. Now, we're expected to have other protest groups, including pro-abortion. One individual I talked to said that they feel like, even though Kamala Harris is saying that that if she becomes president, she will fight to get Roe v. Wade reinstated or something along the lines of Roe v. Wade. And one of the protesters I was talking to said that they believe that Roe v. Wade doesn't go far enough. And so they're out here protesting to try to get the Democratic Party to go further than where Roe v. Wade stands. So I'll give you another update here in about 15, 20 minutes. I'm Bobby Rossi for News Radio 92.3.
All right. So
I'm glad he's on the streets and not me.
Yeah, it sounds pretty miserable.
I just do not like it.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, it's one thing to have protesters and stuff because they're using the platform to bring attention to their cause. But it's the more he talked, the weirder the causes got.
It really is. And what always gets me here is he's talking about these folks on the streets and all the plans that they have and doing all of this. Well, that's why they're on the streets and they're not making the laws inside those buildings. Right?
That's
a good reason.
Thank goodness the random person on the street corner is the only person that's got to hear some of that
absolutely
stuff.
Absolutely right.
Yes, and honestly, that's a good introduction to some of our national headlines here very quickly. Because, of course, the security presence, we already touched on that. That is greatly increased at the DNC. And the protesters, I'm sure, are fueling the reasons why. Also, Donald Trump, he's using this momentous occasion for Democrats to go after Kamala Harris. Can I not say campaigning?
Sure you can.
While campaigning,
there you go.
In the battleground state of Pennsylvania today, Trump claimed that Harris will be soft on crime if elected. Trump went on to say that when Harris was the so-called border czar in the Biden administration,
she was a border czar?
I guess, yeah. Okay. She allowed millions of immigrants to pour into the U.S. Trump adds that now he believes Harris wants them to vote for Democrats. I mean, I'm sure she would like that, yes, if at all possible. Don't really know if that's like been her plan all along, but very interesting take there.
Well, I can tell you when it does come down, when it breaks, News Radio 92.3 will have the information for you. I promise you that.
Yes. When immigrants vote for Democrats and when we have our local elections tomorrow getting voted on,
absolutely,
we will give you, yes, the full inside look. Just about 4:45 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather, or at least as quick as I can make it. We got several spots here giving us some trouble. I-10, if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, still very heavily backed up. We now have issues on North Davis Highway, traveling northbound towards I-10, close to that area, so be on the lookout for that. 9 Mile Road, traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, is also dealing with some issues. And just north of that, Highway 29, traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, is absolutely dreadful. Let's see. Chris, you mentioned this in our last update. We have always issues on Gulf Breeze Parkway
the
near
breezers,
Tiger Point.
Breezers don't like this.
So if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, that is very rough at this time. As for the weather, Alan Strom's got us hooked up here. Alan, I wanted to make sure I wasn't going to replay Bobby Rossi. Alan, Alan, what's going on, my friend?
Drier air has moved into the area. That means lower humidity, and we'll have that for a couple of days. In fact, overnight or during the late night and morning hours, you may notice it's just slightly cooler. Most spots will see low temps down in the low 70s. But hot highs continue, running up between 90 and 95 over the next several days. No chance for rain and sunny skies. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, sir. All righty, carrying on with some national headlines. Chris, what else do we have going on, my man?
Well, you know, we got a lot. Let me kind of zero this in for you, if you don't mind.
And no problem.
We were talking about some of these national stories that we want to talk about. Well, you ready for Mike Tyson story? You ready for a Mike Tyson story?
Sure.
Why not? We've been talking about pot here this afternoon. Amendment 3. And that'll be coming up, and the voters will be digesting that real
right.
soon. Mike Tyson, we all know the tattooed one, the former heavyweight boxing champion, longtime weed aficionado, has now thrown his support behind Amendment Number 3, making recreational marijuana legal here in Florida. Does Tyson puff the wacky weed? That's the question. Darn right he does. Get this one. He says he smokes pot on a daily basis, claiming... Sit down for this one. He claims he smokes $40,000 worth of marijuana every single month.
A month? I thought you were going to say a year.
How does he stand up?
I don't know, man. Too much of anything can't be that great for you.
No, he even smoked weed on the day of his exhibition fight against Roy Jones Jr. back in 2020. He was stoned.
Well, and this thing, we hear about athletes and the pain that they endure and stuff and the lasting pain and how marijuana supposedly helps with that. I'm not a doctor. I'll take their word for it. Either way, I mean, I don't doubt that Mike Tyson's got some physical pain that he needs to soothe. I would not doubt that for a moment. Let's see. Well, and honestly, I'm glad you brought up the whole Mike Tyson thing because we do actually have a couple sports headlines for you here. First of all, Colt McCoy. If you're a college football fan, you know who Colt McCoy
is.
Legend.
Great.
Yeah, legend for the Texas Longhorns. He's retiring from the NFL. He played in the league for a total of 14 years, and there's a good chance he may have played for your favorite team. He bounced around a bit. Cleveland, San Francisco, right. Washington, New York, and Arizona. But there were a number of injuries, of course, including elbow injury. Let's see. McCoy announced today that he's not going to be just walking away from sports, though. He's going right into sports media. He's going to be joining the Big Ten College Countdown studio this fall. So that's pretty good news there. And Wrigley Field over in some baseball, or at least you'd think, Wrigley Field is hosting several college hockey games this season following the NHL Winter Classic.
Come on.
Yeah, of all places to have a hockey game, Wrigley Field. Penn State faces off against Notre Dame while Ohio State squares off against Michigan. That's going to be on January 3rd. A pair of games take place the day after when Wisconsin skates against Michigan State, and the women take the ice when the Badgers battle the Buckeyes. The Winter Classic between the Blackhawks and Blues takes place at the iconic ballpark on December 31st.
You think it's going to be warm enough? I mean, cool enough for that?
Oh, I'm sure. They'll make it cool enough.
You know, we've had, they do these in, you know, towns like Seattle and different cities like this with these outdoor rinks. You know, if you have December here in, like, say, for instance, Pensacola, it could be 70-something degrees. I'm just wondering if Wrigley Field up in Chicago at that time of year, I guess it is, cold enough to sustain the ice.
Right. I would assume so, especially once, I mean, because they're talking about January here. There's no way Chicago's got to be one of the colder places to be. And I know, I mean, I was looking at temperature because I'm easily jealous by how everyone else's climate situation is at around this time each season. No, man, when if you're looking at San Francisco, I think the Braves were playing the Giants the other day, and my dad just couldn't believe it because they were talking about, oh, it's getting down to around 60 degrees here. It's like, that's unrelatable for this time of year for some of us. So, yeah, that's crazy.
We're talking about cooler temps, okay?
Right.
Might not be on the way for Pensacola folks, but cool events are in September.
Yeah,
it'll be
for
an
sure.
exciting month here. Beer aficionados rejoice Friday the 28th. The annual Emerald Coast Beer Fest gets underway over at Seville Quarter. You can sample brews from 45 microbreweries across the U.S. We're going to be down there for that, I believe. I think we are. Also, including dozens of homebrew clubs later in the month, the Pensacola Seafood Fest. We always like this one. This is always
a great
fest.
Hitter,
it lands in Seville Square, right across from Hub Stacy's. Always like, well, where's Seville's? It's right across the street, doggone it, from Hub Stacy's. You know where it's at.
There you go.
Yeah, you can miss that one. Also, that'll be in Seville Square, September 27th through 29th, one of the area's largest arts and crafts fairs, featuring more than 150 artisans on site. I always like the Pensacola Fest.
For sure.
I go hungry, though.
Yes.
I don't eat for a day. I go down there with a big appetite. It's always a lot of fun.
A couple of quick health, business, and science notes here for you. Wall Street closed higher to start the week. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 236 points to 4896. The S&P 500 added 54 points to 5608. And the NASDAQ climbed 245 points to 17876. And House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries is defending Vice President Harris's plan to curb price gouging. That's something we've heard a lot about lately. Mm-hmm. The New York Democrat told CNN State of the Union that while a variety of factors are responsible for inflation, the bottom line is that Harris's plan will drive costs down for consumers. He pushed back against claims that price gouging isn't the main cause of inflationary trends, saying that some bad actors are using the tactic to boost their profits. Jeffrey said that Democrats in Congress are committed to working with Harris to get her price gouging plan through. Hey, I'm all for that. I mean, especially we hear about price gouging, especially in these times of storms and all that. So I personally am all for it.
One way to get away and around price gouging is just give away free food.
Yeah, that's one way
to do it. They're doing it in Cantonment. Residents tomorrow can get that free food. Cantonment Improvement Committee holding a drive-through food giveaway starting at 3 o'clock over at Carver Park. A couple of things to remember. There is a maximum of three people per vehicle eligible for that food. And each person must have an individual ID card. And there's a limit of one meat item per box. Happening 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon over there in Cantonment.
All righty. Thank you very much. Just about 4:52 here. We'll take a quick break when we return. We do have another update from Bobby to round out this hour. And also, we may get some pop culture stories and some good news for you to round out this hour as well, if there's time. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Experience matters.
Buck Mitchell.
Which candidate is a strong conservative with 35 years business experience in Escambia County?
Buck Mitchell.
Which candidate has over 30 years of community involvement, including being president of the Navy League?
Buck Mitchell.
Which candidate is endorsed by the last four mayors of Pensacola and the Fraternal Order of Police?
That would be Buck Mitchell.
So remember, in the Republican primary Escambia County District 4, to vote for the most experienced candidate that the leaders of our community endorse.
Buck Mitchell.
I'm Buck Mitchell, and I approve this message.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. It's hot in the summer, but you can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite band. This week, the Yardlights take the stage, a three-piece folk rock band from the Florida Panhandle whose members bring many years of writing, recording, and live shows to its forte. Don't miss the Gulfside Market, and Pensacola State College will be on site. Bands on the Beach, 7 o'clock with the Yardlights, tomorrow night.
I'm Dr. Karen Barber, Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools. I've served as a teacher, assistant principal, principal, director of federal programs, and now as superintendent, I lead 3,100 educators as they serve our 29,000 students. Our children and the taxpayers of Santa Rosa County deserve a superintendent who has a successful track record and experience. So on August 20th, vote to re-elect Dr. Karen Barber for Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools.
Political advertisement paid for and approved by Dr. Karen Barber, Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Pensacola caller right now on News Radio 92.3, 455 here for you. We will get one last quick check of the roads and weather here. All right, several spots to note. I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, still giving us some pretty heavy backups at this time. Same can be said if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards 9 Mile. Pine Forest Road is usually miserable at this time. Today is no exception. Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox Street is also giving us issues. You're going to have congestion pushing you back towards I-110 at this time. Outside of that, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing the Windhaven Beach area heading in the direction of Highway 87. And it's going to be Highway 90 if you're traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard and approaching Glover Lane. As for the weather here, we've got Alan Strum on deck, as we usually do. Alan, how's the weather looking?
A front has moved through and drier air has slid into place. You'll notice a little cool down here overnight, and lows will be down in the low 70s. It's brief, though, but during the daytime hours, it's hot again, but the air is less humid. High temps will run between 90 and 95 here over the next couple days. Next few days, no chance for rain, nice and sunny. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, sir. All righty, and of course, we've been hinting at Bobby Rossi on location, giving us everything we need. Well,
at least he's still alive. Yeah. That's what I'm happy about.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Chicago, especially with these protesters going on, it's kind of a wacky scene. But we do have another update from him to help round out this hour. Bobby, what's going on, man? Take your time, Bobby.
I know he's there.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. It's the audio clip he sent me. Let's see. Well, I'll refresh it and try again. What do you got for us, Bobby?
Well, we're going through a silent film festival right now.
Yeah, I know. My goodness. If so, he is quite committed to the bit. I don't know if he knows that there's no audio on this. All right. Well,
one thing we do know that he is in Chicago. He's at the DNC, and he was mentioning earlier when we I guess about 10 minutes ago.
The very diverse group of protesters.
City, man, those streets are flooded with people.
Right.
Rightly so. That's why I said, I don't want to go to Chicago.
No, yeah.
you go to Chicago.
No, it is. It's tough.
Was it true that he lost the flip of the coin and he had to go? Is that what happened?
Well, I don't know who he was flipping it with, because Andrew's there with him. I don't know who was flipping the coin, but if I was an option, I'm glad that I'm still here.
Well, we do know this. One thing we do know, and you can take this one to the bank at 5:20 this afternoon, Bobby will be here. Well, yes. Not here in the studio, but he'll be in Chicago talking to us.
So. Right. He will be. Yes, we will. He will be present at 5:20. We do have an interview with him.
And may I slide this in? I want to remind everybody, 7 o'clock tonight.
Yes.
FSU, the Mike Norville show, just tonight.
Yes.
And don't freak out. Don't freak out if Dave Ramsey's not on. He's going to come on at 8 tonight. Little bit of shifting in the schedules.
Of course.
We return to normal next week.
There you go.
It's that darn DNC thing.
Yeah. And then I do want to take a moment to give Bobby credit where it's due. We mentioned some pop culture notes here for you. He was talking about Alien Romulus being a big hit at the box office. He was right. I want to give him the love while I can. Alien Romulus dominated the box office this weekend. The seventh installment of the Alien franchise. It grossed an impressive $41.5 million, the second best opening in the franchise's history. And he thought Deadpool and Wolverine would fall no less than second. And it only fell to second.
Taking it was a great movie, by the way.
Yes, taking in. It says it'll take in a projected $29 million. Right on schedule there with the projection for Deadpool and Wolverine. We knew it was going to be a hard-hitting film, and it was just that.
God, it was good.
I haven't seen it. You saw it?
Oh, yes. Go see it.
Yeah, I've seen bits and pieces because, everyone's trying to ride on it.
Make sure that when you're in the theater and they have those seat belts, buckles there, buckle up and hold on.
Oh, it's one of those movies. Yeah.
Don't go to the bathroom or go get a Coke or something.
Right.
Sit right there the whole time.
Yeah.
Go to the bathroom before you go into the movie.
And as I said, they're showing it on TikTok all over the place. So I've already seen several spots because, people are trying to get that engagement and stuff.
Ryan Reynolds is amazing.
Oh, yeah, no. And he's perfect.
Yes,
for
he
that
is.
Role.
Oh, absolutely. And again, this is an endorsement. Go see that movie. It's a good one.
Oh, for sure. All right, WEAR Top of Hour News coming up. We'll be back with Hour 2 soon.